fishing projects. The government has set aside Shush 1.4 billion for the construction of new fish landing sites to ensure the coast region's fisher folk reap maximum benefit from fishing activities. Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs Cabinet Secretary Salim Mvurya says the fish landing sites will be constructed at Mokowe and Mtingawanda in Lamu County as well as Kapini in Tana River County. Other sites include Kichwa Cha Keti, Ingameni and Kilifi Central in Kilifi County, Kodongo in Mombasa County, while Kwale County will have one at Mwepe in addition to another existing fish landing site at Mwandamo Beach Management Unit, BMU, which will be revamped. Mvurya says the government is keen on ensuring that fishing is uplifted from a position where it was majorly regarded as a hobby to a level where it is an important investment that contributes to food security and also earns citizens a reasonable income. That is why we are carrying out this important exercise of ensuring that we put in place the requisite infrastructure from Lamu to Vanga to provide adequate and suitable facilities to preserve fish, stated Mvurya. He spoke on Saturday when he presided over the national celebrations to mark this year's World Ocean Day that were held at the Mwandamo BMU fish landing site in Msambweni, Kwale County. The CS also disclosed that the government is set to construct a Shush 838 million Blue Economy Training Center at Shimoni in Kwale County that will absorb trainees both from Kenya and a neighboring country. Cabinet Secretary for Mining, Blue Economy and Maritime Affairs, Salim Mvurya visits a seaweed stand during the commemoration of World Ocean Day, Kwale County. Those who want to venture in seaweed farming, those who want to learn about crab farming or any other sea-related production will have an opportunity to train, CS Mvurya said. The center will be an additional facility to the Shush 1.2 billion ultra-modern regional maritime logistics institute that the national government is constructing at Kombani in Kwale County. He said a new project dubbed Vijana Ene Baharia is in the pipeline and will be launched soon, where 600 youths will be trained free of charge on how to make life jackets. They will be making these life jackets for the ready market in the country. This will ensure we do not expend our foreign exchange importing these items that can be made locally, Mvurya observed. In an effort to bolster the coast region's blue economy potential for the benefit of the residents, CS Mvurya said the government has procured 150 modern boats that will enable fisher folk venture in more profitable fishing. He indicated that another 25 boats for deep sea fishing will be purchased to enable the fisher folk go fishing further into the sea than they are doing now. The CS encouraged the residents of Kwale to take advantage of the Kenya Marine Fisheries Socioeconomic Development, KEMFSED, project implemented by the World Bank in conjunction with the government of Kenya, which has already disbursed Shush 1 billion. In addition, we have around Shush 2 billion in that fund. There are two more phases remaining, one set at approximately Shush 1.2 billion and another at around Shush 761 million. So your group should prepare adequately so that you can benefit from this fund, Mvurya said. Other efforts by the government to enhance the blue economy include the ongoing construction of a new fisheries port at a cost of Shush 2.6 billion. Mvurya called for concerted efforts to curb marine pollution and environmental destruction.